And the one, and again, a part of this you have to understand are the political realities of a local elected official.
Sure.
You know, the number of people that have come to me and said, Cambie Excavating literally is their neighbor. Why didn't they get that contract?
I understand. I understand your comment.
So there's a lot of political blowback on this that I can't explain. And then when I go into this contract, it says the process to encourage Columbia to hire local contractors is a process that will be established after they're approved for the tax abatement and after all of the contractors have gone home. So it's not something that I can explain to my constituents on how we're getting the full benefits of this program.
I understand. I do. And I respect your position and the questions that you field from the community. I can say in this instance that that first source contracting agreement is part of the entire application approval process, is part and parse to the standardized agreement, to the first source hiring agreement, and then the first source contracting agreement, that moving forward upon approval by Business Oregon, that those contracting opportunities would be allowed.
But that gets us really to the elephant in the room, which is the first line on the application in bold letters, mm-hmm. saying that this should be filled out and submitted in advance. Mm-hmm. That then lets us go through the contracting mm-hmm. and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So again, that's something that I'm not able to explain to my constituents either, on why when they open a sandwich shop or a home-based chocolate shop, that they're delayed 3 to 6 months because of county inspections and that sort of thing, and they have to follow all the rules. And then this company is coming in and doesn't follow the rule that's in bold on the application. That's the one that I'm really having heartburn on. I'm trying to explain to them that we're treating all businesses the same.
I would respectfully say that we are treating all businesses the same when it comes to this particular application. Everybody has moved forward in good faith in trying to make sure that we administer the program the way it was intended. As mentioned, this was the first application that came in for Clackamas County, for the city, and a project of this scale. So there was some navigation that it took to get us to where we are right now.
I understand that, but that leads me to my final question.
Sure.
Which is, the next time we have one of these come to board, mm-hmm. what is your recommendation going to be? That they apply before construction?
Yes, sir.